What have we been up to? Welcome back to After Hour Happy Hour. We are your chaotic but cathartic co-hosts. I'm Jamila.
I'm Vicky.
I'm Sharon.
So we're back. Hello, everybody. It's been a while. Well, when we're filming this, it actually hasn't been a while, but it's been a while since we've seen you guys. And this episode is all about what have we been up to, what you can expect to see from us. Yeah, I think all that good stuff. I feel like I'm missing something here, but I can't quite remember what it is.
No, that sounds about right.
It does feel like we haven't filmed in a while, though. Like, this feels very unfamiliar.
Okay, I was gonna say, you guys might expect our first episode back to be, like, all together, like, in the same room and stuff. But no, sorry, guys. We're literally just going back straight in the beginning of our first episode where I'm in my room with my Gossip posters. Oh, no, Sharon's not in our home anymore, but Vicky's back home. So sorry to disappoint everyone who thought we would make a surprise all together appearance. We're not, for a little bit of time, just because difficulties, you know?
Yeah, I haven't seen Vicky in 2 years.
I have the exact moment where I last saw Sharon on my phone.
When I dropped
it was when she dropped me off. Yep. I still have it in my memories because I posted that I was sad leaving San Diego.
I think we're supposed to see each other in May, though, if Vicky comes to Seattle. If not, then I'll go to the Bay in June.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm down.
Okay.
So it's coming, you guys. It's just going to take a while. But, you know, good things come to those who wait. Yes, exactly. Let's kick off the first thing. What have we been up to since we've been on a break, guys?
Wait, are we counting our break as when we stopped filming because we haven't filmed for a while? Or are we counting it as like when we announced that we took a break? Also, I'm sick, but it's not COVID, I think.
I guess we could count when did we even stop filming? When we're still in Korea, right?
It was like the week before we went to Jeju and Busan, I think.
I guess we could start from there. Just do a little quick recap.
What have we been doing?
In case you guys didn't know, both Vicky and I are back from Korea, but I'm pretty sure you guys know we've been back for 3 weeks now, I think.
Oh, shit. Yeah, 3 weeks. Like, almost a month.
Dang, already?
Don't say that. What have I been doing? Nothing.
Catching up on life, home, family.
You're right.
Recruiting?
Yes, you're right.
Okay then, Vicky, how about you just tell us what else have you been up to? How have you been enjoying home? What have you been doing?
I have not been doing anything. I've met up with one person since I've been home, but I came back to America and in 2 days I flew again to Texas with my family for like family vacation. I'm so tired of traveling. I never thought I would say that in my life, but like being in an airplane constantly and the act of traveling and vacationing is not really vacationing when you're around people who has not vacationed in a while. Because like for me, I got to travel for like a year, quote unquote. And so it was already tiring to like constantly go to things. And then coming back, I was like, oh, I'm gonna relax. But then I went to Texas with my family who has not traveled in like 2 years. So every day they wanted to do something and all I wanted to do was lay in bed and sleep. So it was a very bad mixture of traveling, but it was still a good family vacation. I waited 4 hours for barbecue.
In line?
Yeah, I waited in line from 9 a.m. and got to eat at 2 p.m.
Was it the best barbecue you've ever
It was had? Okay. See, the thing is, barbecue is barbecue. Like, how well can you make barbecue beyond the fact that it melts in your mouth, right? But it's still meat and it's still salty and you just eat it. So no food is worth waiting 4 hours in my opinion.
Is Phil's better? Phil's barbecue?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. See, I think the wait is for the fact that it's authentic and this place, it had like so many reviews and we're on so many TV shows and it's like a Texas must stop at barbecue place, but like 4 hours is insane.
Yeah, that's a long time.
Mm-hmm.
What about your little adventure yesterday that prompted you to want a boyfriend, Vicky?
It was only I went on a walk yesterday because it was Earth Day and I was like, oh, let's go watch the sunset. And I live by a forest, so it was like a whole hike. And it was quiet and it was empty. And then there's like a very nice picnic spot at the very top of the hill, but no one trims the mountains because it's the mountains. And so there's like a cute little picnic area that's perfect for date night. And I'm single, so I can't take anybody there for date night.
Do you actually want a boyfriend though?
No, I just want someone to take on a date. You like, that's why I texted you guys and I was like, oh, I want someone to take on a date and then ghost them. But then we get to do that all the time. So like, we don't have to talk, but randomly I'd be like, want to go on a date? And then we just do cute things for the night. And then I come back and I get to ignore you.
So a fuck buddy. She literally wants a fuck buddy.
But I don't want to.
Yeah, you do. She was about to.
I just want someone to like do cute things with, you know? And then I don't want to talk to you.
Julie wants a casual relationship.
I just don't want to get in a relationship because I enjoy being single.
And I'm sure a lot of guys are into that.
Okay, but then they're assholes. So like,
doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But you're not trying to have feelings with them. You're just trying to have them on a date and fuck around. So why you care about their personality?
I want them to, because I'm going to spend time with them. I want them to have a decent personality. Like, but I don't want them to princess. Be a dick. Yeah. I have
standards. I thought I was a princess.
So. No. Okay, imagine you casual relationship with a guy who's an asshole.
But here's the thing. You're just like, I don't even want to talk to you. I just want you to do cute things with. What if they just do cute things? You don't get to know this person at all.
Like, talk as in get to know each other on a deeper level. It could be superficial and we could still have fun and, like, go on dates. But then he's an asshole where he's like, oh, my God, why are you wearing that? You don't look that good. Like, imagine, why would I go on any date with you and do cute things for you when I'm getting hurt? I feel like some guys are like that.
I don't think so.
Guess I've been looking at the wrong guys. I feel like my type is like that, and that's why I'll never date my type.
Well, we'll get to our types in a later episode that we're filming today.
You know, every time we talk about this, we just are left speechless with Vicky because we're just like,
I'm so ready to roast Vicky.
Can we just move on? Sharon and Jam?
I feel like me and Sharon's catch-up has been kind of
aligned. Connected.
Yeah. But basically, I came back to America the same time as Vicky, and then I stayed home for about a week, and then I went down to Coachella, where I met up with Sharon and a bunch of other people who I was really not ready to see again.
Really? I thought that was why you were the most excited to go to Coachella.
We could get into that.
Okay.
But yeah, so that's basically it, and then that was like, what, last week, and I came back this week. Yeah, that's what I've been up to.
Done the exact same thing as Jam, except the week before I went to the BTS Permission to Dance concert in Vegas for 2 days. It was really fun. And then before that, what did I do? Like same old work, hate life, questionable things. Just kidding.
But where are you going in
two weeks? Fun, not fun. I'm actually going to Korea next Saturday. So we're filming this on April 23rd. I'm supposed to be leaving to Korea on April 30th. So I literally missed Vicky and Jam by a month. Yeah, which is great. But it's because my family has been trying to go to Korea for a while now. But with me working, my dad working, and then the quarantine, like 2 weeks, it just didn't align with like our work schedule and stuff. So then now that Korea has lifted their quarantine restrictions, that's why we're trying to go. So I'll be there for 2 weeks. I haven't even taken time off work yet.
Oh my God.
But I told my manager.
Do you think you'll work the 2 weeks?
No, I'm taking off.
Also, Sharon is sick because of Coachella.
Okay. So
I want to hear, can we get like the whole lowdown of Coachella? Because I've been pushing off asking how it's going or how it went because I feel like there's a story that I need to listen to. And I was like, we'll just wait for the podcast.
Well, first off, I'm going to say this year, I'm going to like shamelessly say no when I don't want to go to things. Okay, like Coachella, either way, I'm like, I guess I'm glad I went. But like leading up to it, I really, really, really didn't want to go. It was like way too last minute to bail and stuff like that. And then like I wore a mask at all times and Jam did too pretty much. But we were definitely the minority. Like I don't think wearing a mask is that big of a deal to me. But other people think it's like a really big deal, right? But I was like, it's not even about COVID. It is about COVID, but it's about potentially getting other people sick. And also like, there's so much dust in Coachella and me as an asthmatic person who struggles to breathe, like I don't want that shit. So I put on a mask at all times, but then
and people kind of look at you funny.
Yeah. But then there were like three people in our Airbnb who tested positive for COVID like Tuesday morning. So
Monday.
Oh, Monday. So then we left Coachella like Monday. So they tested positive really soon. And I like started feeling sick like Tuesday, but it was like under the weather. And then Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, I was like, oh, I'm sick. But my symptoms were very different or are very different than like COVID people. You guys have said like it's dry, like a lot of coughing and stuff. Mine is very like wet. So I don't think it's COVID, and my tests have also been coming back negative, but I'm obviously still like quarantining and gonna keep getting tested. But yeah, that's why I'm sick. But I'm not surprised that I'm sick because my body just sucks.
That's wild. But you guys don't want to go again?
I was just so dead from it, and I feel like I'm finally like getting better, like not as tired anymore.
Yeah, guys, this is a sign that we're getting old and we can't hang.
I never loved Coachella. Like, I know some people rave about Coachella, and so I can confidently say I'll probably never go back for 3 days ever again. If I do go, it'll be like one day for the lineup. But other than that, like, I don't love Coachella enough to go.
Mm. Yeah, see, I thought I would really regret, especially because Jackson came to Coachella, but I don't think I'm like that regretful about it. No, it's first seeing how tired I was from how tired I was from Texas, like literally every day I was dying, and then to come back and have to travel again to go to Coachella where I had to go hardcore for like 3 days.
Died at Coachella.
Yeah, I feel like I would have bailed on Saturday and Sunday or some like one of those days just to be like, I can't, I will stay in the Airbnb and sleep.
I mean, I don't regret going because it was just like, I saw Jackson, like, bruh, that was just...
88 Rising in general was the best set I saw the entire weekend, which says a lot.
I watched it live and it was really good.
Yeah.
See, that's why I wasn't FOMO, because they streamed it and I watched it while you guys were watching it too.
Dude, I think that would have been my favorite set if I remembered more of it. But it just... No, it's not that I was like super drunk. Like, it's not the most drunk I've been. But like, after seeing Jackson, my entire head just was like in the cloud. Like, it was like literally head in the clouds. Like... I don't think like I fully function like what happened afterwards or grasp what happened afterwards, because my brain was still like, holy fuck, that was Jackson. So I feel like it's been my favorite set. I remember more of it, but then the one I remember the most, I really like, was the Weeknd.
Weeknd was really good too. Jackson was really good. I don't know what I was expecting. I knew he was gonna be really good, but like I was like in a trance watching him. And I was like, wow, Jackson, shit.
I like that it's a performance.
Dude, apparently at one point, I don't know if you were there, but I went out to Jasmine. I said, Jasmine, can you slap me?
You said that to me too, multiple times.
Oh.
I was like, Jam, as much as I would love to slap you right now, no.
Dude, that was how much my brain was literally in a daze. Like, I just couldn't believe it. I don't know if this was the same when you saw BTS, but it was just like that. I just feel like I had like a brain fog because I couldn't like grasp that was reality.
Yeah, he was really good.
I'm glad we went Weeknd one because he's not performing Weeknd two. So.
Oh, he's not?
He went back to Korea
already. Oh, isn't it
ESPA? Dude, I don't know because they're on main stage.
Wait,
was 10 o'clock on main stage?
Yeah.
Oh.
Would you guys go to the 88 Rising concert then? Let's go this year. That's like the one festival. I feel like this year is going to be really good too. Like last year was already good.
Yeah, it was really good. I'd be so
But Mark Tan's not affiliated with 88 Rising like that.
I know.
Can he be? Can he be now?
Do you think he's ready to perform live by himself?
Oof. I don't know. He hasn't really said anything about performing. Like, he hasn't performed anything really. But you know, 2022 is the year, Mark. It's the year that I'll meet you, see you, something like that.
She's directly talking to him.
She really believes.
This year is the year, though, because I'm pretty sure, isn't 17 going on a tour? Like, BTS for sure going on a world tour. Maybe Mark Twan will throw out some stuff.
Okay, also, May is about to be a great month. I know this is supposed to be a catch-up episode, but this is just us talking also. But like, May is about to be a great month because 17 come back. GOT7 might come back. EDC and Illenium is literally my favorite things like in all music that's coming together. Like, this is... Woo!
I feel like I'm in college again. Like, spring quarter.
Yeah. Like, May is always so fun.
Yeah.
Are you going to go on the BTS tour, Sharon, if they have one?
Is that a question?
Is that even a question, Nikki?
How many times have you seen them? 3 times already?
Yeah.
Is it the same set all 3 times that you've seen them?
They change up a couple songs, but Permission to Dance in general is pretty much the same. I just don't know what to expect for tour because I was a quarantine army, so, or a pandemic army, so.
Yeah.
but I will go to multiple and I will try to get Barricade for at least one.
That's insane.
Yeah. So if you guys want to
I need money.
I do too. Me spending like however much I did at BTS, like literally don't care. Easy spend. Me spending that much money on Coachella for a weekend, no. So yeah, we definitely need money to
What was the biggest L in Coachella?
Oh shit. Sure, you can tell the story.
Honestly, regrets, because I heard Billy was really good. Like, we should have stayed for Billy, considering all that happened. But day two, Billy was a headliner, and Jam and I have seen her before, and we were really, really tired from day one and day two. So we were like, we're down to leave early and get back to our Airbnb before everyone else comes, take a nice, relaxing shower, get to bed early. So we left. Coachella ends around 1, and we left around like 11:30 maybe. And so we started walking, but we like didn't follow the crowd. We followed like a little tiny crowd to like get an Uber, but there's designated Uber pickup zones, and we're stupid, and we're like, no, we're not walking that. So we walked out to a random street and asked the guards, like, oh, is this good? And he was like, yeah, you could get picked up there. No, you cannot get picked up there because the roads are blocked. So basically, I called an Uber, and then he was struggling, and then Jam
Daniel.
Called Jared. Yours was Daniel. He was struggling, and then Jam called one, and it said 3 minutes away, and we were like, great. And so I canceled mine, and then turns out Daniel was also struggling, so there was that. And then we ended up having to walk to get out of the blockage, but we thought it was going to be like a 10-minute walk maybe. That should turn out to be maybe like
a mile.
Yeah, it was really long, and then we were like sprinting.
It was
basically
only supposed to be two blocks. Like, it says Monroe 52nd and Monroe 50th. We're like, oh, two blocks. And I was like, oh, I could see the traffic light, I could see the cars. But as we kept walking, it felt like we're getting closer, but it was just the road just kept going.
I should have questioned Jan, because I definitely did not see those lights, but she was like, it's right there. I was like, okay, I'm not gonna stop you. So we were walking, but by then the Coachella was already over, and then Ubers were like insane, and then we ended up having to find our friend's car, which was our original method of leaving anyway. We were also on like 15% battery, and it was cold, and so don't do that.
Yeah, we found the car though, guys. It took a few efforts, but we found it. We sat there.
Yeah.
We look like stranded puppies. Oh no, and then at one point we saw another BMW. That was before our friend gave us his license. And we're like, oh my god, is this a car? And we kept poking around in it. Yeah. And I shined a light to see the inside and stuff, but all the windows are tinted. And then later on, we saw that there's a dashboard cam. So we just look sketch as fuck. Like, two girls just walking around the car, like, looking what's inside, like, holding a light inside. So, yeah, we didn't want to see your car. We just want to see if that was our car.
So that was our L.
Sounds like a great 3 days.
Dude, no, you know how, like, I don't take, like, I always complain about not taking good pictures, or, like, I rarely post things? Never in my life have I struggled so hard to get one good picture at a 3-day event. Like, when I tell you we took no good pictures, we took no good pictures. It's mind-blowing.
No, that was one good picture.
One good picture was when we took it in front of our friend's car.
Why was it so hard?
Why? Probably because Jam was drunk a good amount of the days.
Hey!
The wind was really bad one of the days, and we were late most of the days.
The thing is, we didn't plan to be late. We just want to leave later, but we just end up leaving like later.
Bro, I truly believe that you should not go to festivals in big crowds or even live in a big house.
Oh, we weren't late because we went with a big crowd. We were just late because we were late.
And traffic. Like, the getting in situation. Wait, when we went our first Coachella, didn't we Uber in and out every single day?
Yeah, no, I'm telling you, this year's Uber situation was really bad. Like, even it was really bad. Yeah,
that was our Coachella, so you didn't miss out much, Vicky, except for Jackson.
It's fine.
Harry 88, Megan, I thought she was really good. She was probably my favorite. Really, Swedish, probably my favorites.
So yeah, that was our Coachella wrap up. Not as exciting as probably the other influencer people that you see, but this is Coachella from a very realistic point of view.
Did I tell you how much we spent at Hot Pot in Vegas?
It wasn't hella expensive.
I looked it up. It looked hella expensive. You know, my friend from home was there the same time you were.
At X-Pot?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
In Vegas.
Oh, shit.
Because she also went to PTD.
Oh. I think Alan suggested to Jen, and Jen suggested in our chat, like, let's eat here, right? And I was like, oh, yeah, like, bougie hot pot, okay. Shit was $150
each. Wait, each person?
Each. It was crazy. I was like...
Wait, was it, like, all you can eat or what?
It's not all you can eat. It's, like, you get appetizers, and then you get, like, meat, and then you could also get an additional, like, gold cow with, like, different types of meat bullshit on it. It was good, but, like, $150.
It's so off topic. I was like, in July, I really want to go to the Oakland A's like fireworks game.
Who?
Oakland A's, the baseball. Oh, yeah. So every July 4th, they play a home game.
Go Giants.
No. Oh, I was like, that's the wrong team. No, okay, that's not the point. I don't really care about Oakland A's because I don't know baseball. But at the end of the game, you can sit on the field and watch fireworks. Never mind. Why do I have a try? Never mind.
We can see fireworks anywhere.
I mean, are you saying it because you want a boyfriend to take you?
No, I was going to suggest we go, but never mind. I'll bring someone
something
else.
Something about baseball just really turns me off. Unless I would go blasted. Maybe then I'll...
Yeah, we'll love to go, Vicky.
Yeah, I'll go with you.
It's fine.
I'd actually go with you.
I'll go with other people.
I'll go.
It's okay. No, it's okay. I take it back. I'll go with other people.
Other people sorry, to go Vicky. With?
Yeah, Vicky has friends.
I'll find other people.
Vicky has more friends than me. Anyway, Jen, what have you been up to?
Oh, I also have been recruiting. I'm like, how much of a catch-up are we doing? But I'll do TLDR. Being at home gave me a lot of time to think. And then I realized that I'm just unemployed and lost.
Oh, really?
I know what my end goal is, but it's just like I feel lost about what are the steps I need to get there. So I'm in the midst of figuring out my steps to get there.
What's your end goal?
Oh, my end goal is literally to be like Remy. I think my end goal is literally what she does is what I want to do.
What does she do?
She's a vlogger, and she also like goes to a lot of events. Like she's very like social, a lot of, like social events. Like I love that stuff. And then I think another part to it would be like doing, I don't know if it's like together or it's either or, but I would love to do something like offline TV where it's just like you're a bunch of friends living in a house and you create content like that. So I feel like it's probably a combination of both. Like that's what my ultimate end goal is. So it is being a content creator ultimately.
Isn't that more so, or like where you're headed, isn't it more like viral content? Do you need to push out viral content to get, you know what
I'm
saying?
Not really viral because it's just like I still want to do like vlogs and stuff, but then I don't think vlogging is like my ultimate like, oh, I love content because of this. And then I think that's why like the offline TV part like really is interesting to me, because they're all streamers, and I think I've always wanted to do something with like, you guys always know that I want to do like something variety-ish, like that kind of thing. So then that's kind of like the American, or the version I think of like variety stuff. So I think that's my angle. Or my other angle is actually getting a chance to work in freaking like Asia on a variety show stuff, but I don't think that's happening. So
yeah, I'm gonna push against the whole Asia thing because you can't leave. Sorry. Like
when you're applying for jobs, are you still looking for production jobs?
Oh yes, I'm doing both production and marketing, because I think the realization just hit me like it's really hard to get into production because I don't have any background in it other than like our podcast, like any professional background. But I'm still applying. So then another part of me is just like, oh, I kind of need to lean on marketing because that's what I have experience in, but maybe more so in a company that's related to like production, or that's related to like the creator, like Twitch or something like that, like more of that company. So then I'm doing both marketing and production. Yeah, I hate the process. Everyone says trust the process. When you reflect on it, it feels so good.
Are you excited to go to Korea, Sharon?
It can either be a holy shit, I'm like, it's like I'm trapped at home all over again, or it's gonna be a great time.
I mean, are you gonna go out?
What do you mean by out?
Like go to Seoul? Oh,
yeah, I'm pretty sure I need to tell Dahi I'm going. I'll probably hit up Dahi. We'll probably do things. I want to do a Busan trip with like my family. We'll see if we're doing that. And then on a shop and see family. So I think so. And I think I'm going to use these 2 weeks to like what my life would be like if I was full-time content creator kind of thing or something. But yeah, I'm excited.
You should just treat it as a vacation.
Yeah, I definitely am. I'm already on vacation mode. I have things to do at work. Whatever. I think the day I land, I have a consultation for my eyes.
Already?
Yeah, because I think my mom talked to my aunt that, like, she knows I want it. So my aunt has, like, connections through people who, like, have had surgery or whatever. So she's like, oh, let me know if you want to, like, get a referral or whatever. So I think she booked me a consultation. So maybe I'll come back with the wireless. I don't know.
You haven't even done the tape yet. Can you at least do that once?
Okay. I keep forgetting. Anyway, that's.
But yeah. Don't you need more than 2 weeks recovery time? Because don't you need time to get off the stitches and stuff?
I think 1 week post-op, you get the stitches removed.
You're only there for 2 weeks.
I know. That's why I don't think it's going to happen, but am I down for the consultation? Okay. Yeah. Anyway, awe updates?
Yeah, let's transition to that.
What to expect for our new launch? Comeback?
Well, I feel like one thing is, yes, have been noticing that we've been a lot more active on our stories, like found that I really like talking to you guys, or like you guys, not like you guys, not like Sharon and Vicky, but like you guys,
that too, bro.
The listeners. So then, yeah, by the time this episode launches, then like we've already had our Discord is already up and running. Hopefully, I've already done a Twitch stream by now. We'll see. We probably by this time have done more IG lives. Like I did one when I was just like out and about, and that was like really fun. I thought I only was doing it for 3 minutes. Then I looked back, I did for like 1 hour 30. But I think from my point of view, is more of that like talking to you guys more, being more connected to you guys, but also you guys could be more connected to each other, because I know there's like, for example, a lot of like 17 fans, and you guys could all like connect with each other. So that's kind of like what Awe 2.0 is to me. And also content beyond podcasts.
We're also doing seasons now. I don't think we've officially said it, but since we went a full season, quote unquote, season one for a whole year and a half, like we decided to do seasons. Each season is going to be 20 episodes. And then after each season, we're probably going to take like 1 month break or something just to give us time to like take a break.
Recuperate.
I guess. Yeah. Recuperate every so often.
Yeah. Vicky, anything on like on the graphic side? On the creative side?
No. I mean, we're just trying to do like something new every season, which will be fun on the creative side. You guys explained it pretty solid on our new and improved us.
Oh wait, do we want to tell them that we're monetized?
Oh yeah! So we've officially are monetized, but we've made our first dollar, guys. I think we've made $1.36.
We've monetized on YouTube.
Wow.
So yeah, it was a big milestone for us.
I feel like a lot of our friends are like, oh my god, are you guys like making money? Like how much are you guys making? They're like expecting us to make hundreds and like thousands. Okay, first off, we weren't monetized for a while, but now that we are, we're making $1 in total between the three of us. Okay, and know that whatever we make is split between the three of us. So if anyone who's watching, please, you know, do watch the ads, because it's not only one person getting our revenue, it's split between three ways. So we would really appreciate it if you guys could watch through the ad.
Or if you're listening on Inc or like on Spotify only, every now and then, you know, check into YouTube, like a video, or just play it in the background. Yeah. Why are we acting like we're
really
poor?
Appreciate it. We're not, but
we
you
are.
Know.
Oh yeah, we are.
Well, both Vicky and I are unemployed, so
I'm employed, but I feel broke. So
that's a big milestone for us. Okay, we'll put this out here so we can hold ourselves accountable for this, okay? But we do want to be more active on social media in terms of like just instead of doing like episode release in feed posts or posting reels and TikToks just based on our episodes, we do want to film more of that like TikTok based content. I'm personally not on TikTok like that, so this is more on Vicky and Sharon.
I think Sharon.
Yeah, so we're holding ourselves accountable there.
We'll also just throw out that I think we'd want to invite guests on our podcast. We just have one in mind in particular. That's it. And we're not going to say the name because what if they say no? But yeah, that's about it. But like, I think we eventually want to invite guests too.
Well, that wraps up our little catch up on what we've been doing for our break. And I hope everyone's excited for what's to come. We'll see everybody next week. Bye.
Bye. Bye.